Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Alex Clancy. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. So, with the news coming out that the NFL may expand their playoff structure with the amount of teams involved, moving up to 7 in each conference, it could not come at a better time for the Arizona Cardinals. That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm Alex Clancy. The Cardinals are on the precipice of something potentially great. Drafting Kyler Murray number one overall, having it seemingly work out through 16 games when the win-loss record may not mirror that. Anybody that watched the Cardinals in 2018 definitely saw an improvement in 2019. They've got a lot of cap space. They've got a top 10 pick. They've got buzz around them. They've got their left tackle. Patrick Peterson seems to be happier. Larry Fitzgerald's back for another year. Yes, there are way more question marks than answers to those questions, but at this point, the Cardinals will take any glimmer of playoff hope that they can get, and adding another playoff team fills that void. It's just something that gives the Cardinals a little extra juice. And this isn't me being a homer, because I'm not a traditional Cardinals fan. I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Los Angeles. I wasn't a football fan until I was 15 because I didn't have a football team to root for with the Raiders and Rams vacating the premises. When it comes to the Arizona Cardinals, though, non-homer take, even though it seems like it, this is some of the best news they could have gotten because it gives everybody that little extra giddy-up. Hey, we're one step closer without even trying. We're given one step forward, closer to where we want to be. It's like finding a $20 bill in your pocket. Oh, that, I definitely didn't know that was there. It gives them that $20 bill in their pocket that they weren't expecting. It gives them that check in the mail from SRP or APS like, hey, you overpaid last year on your electricity bill. Here's $38.26. There's no bad thing that could come from it. Oh, this is suspect. I'm going to throw this check away without cashing it. Nope. This is exactly something that the Arizona Cardinals, if they want to turn things around, needed to hear. Just a little extra boost. One extra playoff team. Cool. So now the Cardinals can go into the 2020 season like, hey, we're one step closer already. We already won two extra games more than we thought we were going to win without even playing one. And that's something that's very exciting, something that the Arizona Cardinals don't really get just dropped on their doorstep. Obviously, this isn't personalized to the Arizona Cardinals and Michael Bidwell. Every team in the NFL has the opportunity. They have an extra chance to make the playoffs. Cool. I just am happy that the Cardinals have another chance to get in. And yes, they're still a couple years away probably, but look at what the 49ers did. And at one point, the Rams were the stencil for success. Draft a quarterback, get a head coach that knows how to talk to that quarterback, get that quarterback's output, get a running back, get a defensive end, that just a mauler, and get an offensive line that's stable. But now, you look at the 49ers, it's like, hey, you could have the third overall pick one year, or the second overall pick, and that same year you make it to the Super Bowl. That's what it is. Because there's so much luck involved in just football in general. Making it to the playoffs. It's just, balls have to bounce your way, especially if you're not, a top-tier team. Things have to go right. You have to hit on draft picks. Your free agents have to pan out. The 49ers brought in Quan Alexander. He was gone the majority of the year. They brought in D Ford. D Ford was a beast. Nick Bosa worked out. And then their running back core, it just worked. So my whole theme behind this Locked On Cardinals lead story today is the NFL potentially adding an extra playoff spot is a luck of the draw the Cardinals never really got in the past. And again, I know that the whole NFL gets it. I know this isn't a personal letter dropped in one Arizona Cardinal way. I know it's not. But it's not a deterrent towards bettering the future of this franchise, it's an enabler. And that's something that the Arizona Cardinals desperately need, as many bounces as they can get. I know there's a lot to unpack there. I know there's several different layers that are gonna go into this, but this podcast is not just going to be about who the Cardinals should draft up until the draft. I can speak for Bo here, and though we haven't been doing the podcast together recently due to scheduling conflicts, we are going to give you outside perspectives on things that you may not hear other places. You may, and I may be as unoriginal as the next person, but when it comes down to it here on Locked On Cardinals, our passion is here. We want the Cardinals to succeed, not only for the fans, but or for the organization, but because it's more fun to talk about. I hate being negative, contrary to popular belief. But when things aren't going well, we're not going to candy coat things for you. And when things are going well, this is a huge step in the right direction without a game being played or a draft pick being made or a free agent being signed when you have an extra spot to shoot for in the NFC for the playoffs. It's a big deal. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. On the other side, is CeeDee Lamb the right choice at 8? Many pundits and even one Arizona Cardinals player seems to think so. That's next, Locked On Cardinals. But first, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about good sex. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? You remember those days? Well, now you can increase your performance to get that extra confidence in bed. So listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you your first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. You can take it anytime, day or night, full stomach, empty stomach, whatever. And because they're chewable, it works twice as fast. So you'll be ready to roll whenever. And Blue Chew has a special offer just for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment free when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. You just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast, Locked On AZ Cards. So several pundits have come out saying that CeeDee Lamb's the guy for the Cardinals at number 8. And I've gone and I've talked about this multiple times where the Cardinals are in that position where any position that they pick at 8 would be validated. It could be right, but also could be very wrong, regardless of the choice that they make. Offensive line, defensive line, wide receiver, whatever. There are so many question marks surrounding this team that this is just a situation where they need to get it right. Now, CeeDee Lamb's name has popped up. He and Kyler have great camaraderie. They have great, you know, they got a bond between them because they played in college together. And I'm all for CeeDee Lamb being an Arizona Cardinal, just not at 8. Kyler Murray's come out, said he wants CeeDee Lamb, obviously. And people say that, you know, it's you can't manufacture relationships between a quarterback and a wide receiver. I completely agree. That is a huge argument for drafting CeeDee Lamb. And I completely understand it. From that scope, it makes total sense. But the Cardinals need to keep Kyler Murray upright. And I think that's more important than getting his guy from Oklahoma. Well, why can't you do both? I guess you can. If the Cardinals want to trade away the future to move back into the first round, I would 100% be okay with that during this draft, because if you want to double down on the fact that Kyler Murray is your guy and you want to go get CeeDee Lamb and you want to pay penance for all the mistakes that you've made through the draft over the last several years, which is part of the reason why you're in this situation to begin with, then do it. This isn't like a woe-is-me situation with the Cardinals where there's no reason as to why they are where they are, where they couldn't just take CeeDee Lamb at 8. It's because they whiffed on the majority of their draft picks over the last several seasons. That's why. So, yeah, it's a wide receiver-heavy draft, but that also doesn't mean that CeeDee Lamb is going to be a bust and he wouldn't be worthy of the number eight selection. And that's a very difficult situation the Cardinals find themselves in, because he could be the guy for the future. And the Cardinals may not be able to afford to take that risk. And it'd be a huge, huge problem if Kyler Murray wanted CeeDee Lamb and the Cardinals were unable to give it to him because they had so many other needs elsewhere. That would be really, really upsetting for the future of the Cardinals. If you look at CeeDee Lamb and he goes nuts on a different squad and he could have been a Cardinal, but the Cardinals couldn't afford to take him because they had so many other glaring issues that they thought were more important at the time than drafting a wide receiver on the outside, even though he has a huge history with Kyler Murray. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We're going to talk a lot more draft down the line. Coming up, after the aftermath, or after, you know, DJ Humphries is signing, does it still feel like the right move? I'll talk about that next. Locked On Cardinals. It's heaven on earth here in Arizona this time of year. I mean, I'm looking outside right now. It's 70-plus degrees. Not a cloud in the sky. And people are coming here fast and furious. I'll tell you that. The Arizona Office of Tourism, this is the best time of year for them. Cactus League spring training. 10 stadiums, 15 teams, and the temperature, again, is magical. All 10 stadiums are in the greater Phoenix area within 50 miles, but the majority of them are closer than that. There's restaurants, there's bars, there's shopping, there's breweries. Four Peaks is incredible. Four Peaks has some of the best beer in America, just right here in Tempe. You can go hiking, Camelback. You can go to the Grand Canyon. You can go to Flagstaff. You can go to Payson if you want to get in the woods. There's water parks. There's family-friendly resorts. Like, there's everything you possibly could want here. Bringing the kids to spring training is a home run. See what I did there? Arizona's got tons of fun stuff for kids. So, wildlife parks, zoo, and Papago. It's incredible. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. That's visitarizona.com/springtraining. Final segment here, Locked On Cardinals, Alex Clancy holding it down. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. So DJ Humphrey signed a 3-year, $45 million extension a couple days ago. And I just wanted to revisit how we feel about that after the shine has kind of worn off. And yes, it only takes about 48 hours with our 24/7 news 24/7 news cycle life now for the shine to kind of wear off. Was it the right move? The more that I've separated from the actual, you know, sticker shocker, just seeing the number tied to DJ Humphries with the $29 million guaranteed, I think it's a steal. It's the devil you know. That's one of my more favorite things to say now is, first of all, it was a pretty dry market unless you wanted to trade your future away for Trent Williams of the Washington Redskins, which you don't necessarily want to do. DJ Humphries is a kid, okay? He's very young, and he's 26. He'll be 27 midseason. It's a 3-year team-friendly deal where you're not locked up for 5 years. You didn't give him $50 million guaranteed. You only gave him 29, and you front-loaded it to where in that third year, if you wanted to remove yourself from the contract, you still have one more year of Kyler Murray's rookie deal to go out and make some noise. So overall, it was a very good deal. He's had injury concerns. The first year playing all 16 games was last year, coincided with Kyler Murray's rookie year. Who knows? Who knows how much of that was luck? Who knows how much of that was scheme? Who knows how much of that was running the majority of your offense out of the shotgun? Gives your offensive lineman a little extra buffer, little extra air gap between the person you need to protect and the people trying to get through your force field in an effort to tackle him. Maybe it's a combination of both. But what I do know is, year one, with Kyler Murray under center or in shotgun more, DJ Humphries was an above-average left tackle. And you will take an above-average left tackle at $29 million guaranteed 100 times out of 100, especially in the landscape of the offensive lineman contract structure in the NFL. Trent Brown's a right tackle, and he got $40-plus million with the Raiders. It's a different time now. It's not just a left tackle. It's not just quarterback, running back, wide receiver, left tackle, cornerback, middle linebacker, and defensive end. It's not that anymore. Safeties are getting buku money. Right tackles, centers, interior offensive linemen are getting paid really well. Interior defensive linemen. It's a different game now. And the fact that you could get him for $29 million guaranteed is a steal. Regardless of if he only plays 11 games or 12 games each of the next two seasons, it's still a win because he knows the structure. You have Sean Kugler as a great offensive line coach. And it's easier now, more than ever, for DJ Humphries to do his job because Kyler Murray, first of all, gets rid of the ball quickly, and two, gets out of the pocket quickly. So it's a great situation all around, in my opinion, that they signed DJ Humphries to a three-year, $45 million deal with only $29 million guaranteed. And I could be speaking a very different tune. I could be quadruple downing on this fact come mid-December if he's healthy and the Cardinals aren't giving up a lot of sacks from the left side of the ball. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. We will talk to you tomorrow.